At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Trying to shatter a record for the most number of upset picks in week one. Tolos, the number is set at 150. Can we get there? Text us your name, your game, and the spread in the Wire to Wire Upset Picks Challenge. Very simply, go to ESPN.com, find a game where you think the betting underdog will win the game outright, and then text us at 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. Your name, the game, and the spread. You're playing for the outright win, not beating the spread. Tell us who you got here in week one of this challenge. Cole trying to hit 150. That would be huge.
Well, and we will, by the way.
We will hit it. We need about, if we want to stay on pace, we need to hit about 50, 55 picks today. Today. So Tolos, if you haven't gotten your week one picks in yet, I know some of you are probably now starting to wait for injury reports. Maybe you're waiting for South Carolina to release their depth chart, which I don't know. I haven't checked to see if they've done it in the last hour and a half to 2 hours. But earlier in the week, Shane Beamer said, I'm not going to do it. He actually called Brent Pry and said, hey, Brent, coach, all due respect, but you get nothing from me and you're going to like it. You're not getting my lineup. So still going to wait and see on who's going to actually be starting for South Carolina here in week one. But it is not a conference game, so they don't have to disclose any injury reports, any specific information like that. So off to the races. Here we go. It's Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. 844-FAN-PHONE is how you can call in and text in throughout the show today. And we have a big one for you coming up in the very next segment. The States segment with Jordan Kay of the State newspaper. We're going to talk South Carolina Gamecocks with Jordan. We also have the head coach of the Furman Paladins, Clay Hendricks, joining us at 6:20 today. That's going to be awesome. He's going to be coming off the practice field just to take our phone call. We appreciate the time that he gives us every single week. Of course, we'll talk about this. Ooh, this what would have been a wild story with Dawn Staley. After she interviewed for the New York Knicks job, why she chose not to take it, what maybe attracted her to the job. Obviously, we know what attracts her to the job. It's a great franchise. It's a great team, and it would have been a lot of money. So that's why you take that job. But we'll get into all of it throughout the show today. Tolos, jump in on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube. Already got 31 of you Tolos in there. JB is watching the stream. A bunch of others as well. Make sure you drop a comment. Let us know that you're listening to the show. Cole, let's get into this. You know, we have pretty much exhaustively covered predictions and prognostications and what we think might happen in these games, what the keys to victory might be. See, like this, honestly, to me, is the worst time of year to do sports radio, these last 2 or 3 days, because you've talked about it ad nauseum for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 months. And like, we're right there. It's like, how many more ways can you skin a cat? Yeah. You can't. So you got to go a little off-road. You got to go a little rogue with content here. But we're about to get into actual games to talk about. As a matter of fact, we got a game kicking off at 5:30 this afternoon.
2 hours. Just over 2 hours from now. Boise State, man. South Florida. I'm ready. It will be on the TVs here in the studio. We're ready. And the countdown is on, man. I love it.
Can't wait. We got a lot of Tolos getting their picks in. I see you there, play-by-play JB. RJ, he's taking UNC plus 3.5 over North Carolina. I see you there, Jacob in Spartanburg, Michael in Simpsonville, and Corn Chip as well. Appreciate you guys getting it going right out of the gate, Cole. But 2025, man, hopefully it's going to be a big year for college football, not only in some good football games, but maybe we'll see a couple of big-time records go down this season. Could it be? Do you think it's possible that we might see some records going down? And I have a big question for you in this segment. If a player balls out at a lower level and then moves up, you know, say a guy was a monster at UConn and he transfers to Maryland, or he's a depth guy at Penn State and he transfers to Ball State where he absolutely balls out, puts up gigantic, gaudy numbers. Should those numbers still count in the all-time college football records?
In a lower division, you're asking?
Yeah, if you put up like, you know, 3 1,500-yard seasons as a running back at Ball State, and then you transfer to Michigan State for a year, shouldn't there be like a little asterisk next to it? Like, you did it. You had some great games, but you did it against weak competition.
I think it should be broken up by level. I mean, it's real simple. I mean, yeah, you can have the asterisk beside it, but whatever level of football that was played at, that's what the record was broken at. I mean, you're not adding numbers of yardage or the number of yardage from level to level. If you got 754 yards at one level, that's and then you moved up to another level, that's where it stopped. You no longer have 754 yards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting, and what's funny is I think program records are basically a thing of the past. Like, single-season records is basically the only thing that's going to matter. You know, nobody's going to care, or nobody's going to be approaching records like the all-time passing yards at South Carolina or the all-time passing or running back yards at Clemson. I'm not trying to, you know, bash on either one of those teams. I'm just saying we got so many transfers now that you're there for a year, maybe two. You're probably not going to approach the records that guys set back in the 90s and the 2000s when they would stick around at a school for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So Cole, some big records that could be on blast this year. Here's kind of the reason why I asked that question is Trey Moore. You probably don't know who Trey Moore is. He's playing for the Texas Longhorns this year. He played for them last year. This is his senior season. But he was at UT San Antonio before that, where he put up a ton of sack numbers. He got a lot of sacks at UTSA. Moved up to Texas last year, and obviously that fell pretty considerably. But Trey Moore has a chance to break the all-time college football sacks record set by Jalen Ferguson, another guy whose name I don't know, who had 45 career stats. And Trey Moore enters the 2025 season with 27.5 sacks, meaning he would need just a gigantic sack number this year. He would need 18 to break the record, but he had 14 in 2023 at UTSA. So he can do it. He can put up big numbers.
Yeah, and it's the same level, though, right? I mean, he's not necessarily jumping up from...
Well, I mean, he's jumping up from G5 to Power 4.
And I don't have a problem with that. If it's G5 to Power 4, I consider that the same level of football, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's G5, but like if you're going from FCS to FBS, that's where I was talking about a minute ago. There should be some kind of division line. But no, I mean, for this guy, G5, I mean, UTSA, yeah, they're not playing the SEC, no doubt, but still, what he accomplished is pretty incredible, especially if he can break that record.
So 14 in 2023, he would have to beat that by 4 at Texas. And that's, I mean, if you're at Clemson maybe because you're playing a week schedule, week in and week out, I think it's distinctly possible that you could hit a record like that. But, you know, going up against offensive linemen in the SEC, you ain't getting 18 sacks. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's be tough.
Here's another one, Cole. Name you probably know, Jeremiah Smith, the Ohio State wide receiver. He is targeting Ohio State's single-season receiving yard record set by David Boston in 1998 at 1435 and for touchdowns set by Terry Glenn in 1995 at 17. I think Jeremiah Smith probably going to break that record this year. His freshman year last year had 1,315 yards. So all he needs is another 120 yards this season, and he breaks the receiving yards number.
That's insane.
And I had it, but I lost it here. The number of touchdowns that he scored last year, I think he has a chance to beat that as well, man, because if Julian Sain can get him the ball, that dude's going to get it in the end zone.
That's crazy to me that it's as low. Like, that record, yeah, it's impressive, but you're telling me that...
That's the Ohio State record.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Ohio State record? I mean, single season receiving yards, David Boston, mm-hmm. 1998. That's who right now currently has it. Is that right?
Correct.
Single season. He had 1,401 season. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, super impressive, but I'm honestly surprised that there's not any more recent guys knocking on that door. That's of course going to happen. It might happen in the first game, right? Could. Two weeks maybe it'll take? Maybe 3 weeks is all it'll take? But no, that one will no doubt for sure happen.
I'm looking to see if there's even an Ohio State receiver anywhere near the top of the list on the national stage. Mm. The number that Jeremiah Smith needs to hit to get there is gargantuan. That number set by Trevor Inslee at Nevada in 1999 is 2,000 yards. So he's almost 700 yards away.
That is insane.
Trying to do that with a freshman quarterback, that's going to be tough.
That's tough. I mean, that's for anybody, for any receiver, 2,000 yards in one season. That's the all-time record you said across
the country. That's
the all-time, yeah. That's impressive, 2,000 yards. I don't know that that'll ever be touched. I don't know that it'll ever be touched.
The receiving touchdowns mark, by the way, all-time, all of college football, it's Troy Edwards at Louisiana Tech, who received 27 touchdowns in 1998. Number two on that list, maybe you know this guy. His name is Randy Moss.
Yeah, 25. I've heard of that name. Yeah.
So there you go. That's a very easily will break the Ohio State record. Not easily, but very possibly could break the Ohio State record this year. It's going to be tough to break any kind of a national record because I guess what's interesting is when you look at a lot of these stats, the stat leaders were at the G5 schools because the defenses were just not there, right? You had guys that had freakish offensive talent.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At running back, at receiver, at quarterback, and they were just better than everybody else around them. It's kind of that midway point between high school football when there's like one or two, maybe three Division One athletes on a team every year, and you know, Power Four, Power Five, where you're loaded with those kind of guys. Yeah. So all it took was like one really freakishly talented guy. And obviously, Randy Moss. He had to bounce around a couple of different schools before he even ended up at Marshall. It's Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Keep those upset picks coming. 844-326-3663. I don't know if this one is going to get broken this year, Cole. Currently, Florida holds the lead of the total number of consecutive games where they were not shut out on the scoreboard. And you're going to say there's no way. Florida has to have been shut out at some point since then. But Florida leads the country at 462 consecutive games
without being shut out. That's impressive.
It's crazy. What,
the only thing is, I would like to know. I don't know if you have the second and third place behind them. But
I do.
How far behind them are those? Because that's incredible numbers.
TCU is, God, I'm bad at math here, 45 games back.
That's still not bad, though.
TCU has not been blanked in 407 games. So what does that mean as far as a date-wise? Florida has not been held scoreless since October 29th, 1988.
That's incredible. Whew. That's a lot of football games not held scoreless.
Right.
I would have never realized that.
You would think that, you know, Florida, you know, they've struggled the last couple of years, and they would have been held scoreless by Bama, LSU, Georgia, somebody like that. That's not the case.
That's
not the case. Yeah. Here's another one, Cole. I bet you I could give you 100 guesses, and you couldn't tell me who holds the career pass completion percentage record in college football.
Pass completion record.
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yes, completed pass percentage.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tolos, if you know, if you think you know, text in 844-326-3663. Who currently holds, and don't Google it, don't cheat, who holds the passer completion percentage record
highest completion percentage ever?
I can tell you what the number is, but I won't tell you who the player is.
That won't help.
Right.
Let me throw a name out there.
Dan B, not close. JB, incorrect.
No. Let me ask you this. How recent? Not recent?
The guy just went into the NFL this year.
You're kidding me.
I had to do a double take. I had to Google this three times.
Jackson Dart.
No. It's not Jackson Dart. Tolos, do you know?
We went into the NFL this year. Doug Flutie didn't go into the NFL this year, so that one don't count.
Yeah.
It's not Shador. It's not. Oh, my God. This year.
What if I told you
that
it is Shador?
Oh, my God.
Shador Sanders.
Really?
Shador Sanders.
You're kidding
me. Holds the
me.
Career passer completion percentage record in college football at 71.4% completion rate.
That's insane.
That's absurd.
That's insane. I would have never guessed that.
We got two guys in college football who are right behind him who could maybe challenge for that record. Will Rogers at Washington this year. He is sitting at 69.5% completion. And Carson Beck is sitting at 68%
pretty good
completion. So there you go. Two guys that could knock Shador Sanders off of that pedestal, Cole. Here's another guy. Maybe you've heard of Khalil Mack. You know who Khalil Mack is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty good player. Really good at getting a hand on the ball and knocking the ball out. Well, there's another Khalil. His name is Khalil Red Murdoch, who plays at Buffalo.
Is he related to Alex?
I don't think so.
Okay.
When you look at him side by side, you're like, there's no way those two are related.
Okay, gotcha.
He is six forced fumbles away from breaking Khalil Mack's record of forced fumbles in a season, in a career, which was 16. And Red Murdoch had seven forced fumbles last year.
It's impressive.
So another one that's up for grabs. Here's one, Cole, maybe you forgot this guy was still playing college football, but have you ever heard the name Bert Auburn?
No.
Kicker at Texas?
No.
I always loved it because it sounds like burnt Auburn.
No, I hadn't.
And burnt orange is Texas's color.
Yeah.
Bert Auburn is now at Miami. Okay. A lot of people don't know. He transferred to Miami. That head of hair, man, it's going to be out to here in that Miami humidity. Bert Auburn has a chance to break the record for the most number of career field goals made.
Wow.
But he really needs – this is field goals, not PATs. They really need Miami's offense to stall out and give him a lot of opportunities. He needs to hit 34 more to break Christopher Dunn's record of 97 career
not bad.
Field goals. So there you go. Some other records that obviously we know aren't going anywhere. Barry Sanders' 1988 single-season rushing record, 26-28 at Oklahoma State. Penn State has 49 consecutive non-losing seasons. Don't think they're going to have a losing season this year. So there you go, Cole. Some records that are up for grabs this season.
A couple of them probably will be broken. Already, Diesel, 12 entries in this very first segment on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. JC is taking Florida Atlantic plus 14.5 over Maryland. JC, big news for you. That is the game I also took. So if it doesn't hit, don't blame me there. Scotty from BMW takes UCLA plus 5.5 to beat Utah. Buckeye Mike, Northwestern plus 5.5 over Tulane. Steve Squared is going UCLA plus 5.5 over Utah. Jacob in Spartanburg, LSU Clemson is the game. And he says LSU plus 4.5. He's taking the Tigers of Baton Rouge. Kevin Boggs, good to hear from you. He's going 14.5 FAU over Maryland. He said he likes your pick, Diesel, but had to follow Cole on this one. Kevin, I hope it pays off for you. I hope it does.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get this off to a good start. Tolo Sean, good to hear from you. South Florida over Boise State plus 5.5. Corn Chip says, give me Kennesaw State plus 17.5 over Wake. Michael in Simpsonville goes Akron. Wyoming, Akron plus 5.5. Let's see here. RJ goes UNC plus 3.5 over TCU. And then the very first one that you mentioned, play-by-play, JB, is going going Auburn plus 2.5 over Baylor. Also, Tyler from the Berg gets in. He's going Cincinnati over Nebraska plus 6.5. How about that?
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. We didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday because we ran out of time. But Scott Satterfield's got to beat Nebraska or his ass might get fired this year.
Tonight in college football, Tolo's a pretty good slate. I know it's not a Saturday slate, but still, it's not terrible. It starts at 5:30 with a top 25 team, Boise State at South Florida tonight. That game should be really interesting because we talked about this yesterday. Boise State only a 5.5-point favorite. And then after that tonight, you have 17 games tonight. Some local ones, Diesel, Elon Duke tonight. Also, NC State in action tonight. Really, really, really interested to see what NC State does. They are hosting East Carolina. So, some local teams in action. Again, ECU, NC State, Duke, Elon. And then the rest of them, we'll see. But a pretty good slate tomorrow as well, beginning at 6 o'clock. College football is back, and we talk to Jordan Kay of the State newspaper. It is the State's segment every Thursday at 3:22 p.m. It's rotated between Chapel Fowler, who covers Clemson, and Jordan Kay, who covers South Carolina. Last week we talked to Chapel Fowler, so today, in about 3 minutes from right now, we'll be joined by Jordan Kay of the State newspaper to talk Gamecocks.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.